One of my favorite music labels has a momentous birthday. Nonesuch Records is turning 60 this year, known for producing musical greats like the Black Keys. The Buena Vista Social Club. En el barrio La Cachimba se ha formado la corredera. En el barrio La Cachimba se ha formado la corredera. And Rhiannon Giddens. You can take my body, you can take my bones, you can take my blood, but not my soul. Nonesuch has likely influenced your musical diet, even if you didn't know it. Joining me to reminisce is Nonesuch President David Byther. David, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you.
So I'd love to hear the origin story of Nonesuch Records. Who was the first artist on the label, and tell us how it launched?
The label was founded by the chairman then of Elektra Records, Jack Holtzman, who had a folk label that he had founded in his college dorm in the 50s. He loved classical music, and he was hearing music coming from Europe that was not being released in the States, and decided that he would find a way to do that. So he launched the label Nonesuch, or at least the idea, and in 1964, put out the first titles. I don't know the exact first record, but they were largely classical recordings, and I guess the rest is history.
I guess that tips a little bit to, you know, how I've always thought of Nonesuch as being kind of a global music label. So it kind of makes sense it was started in Europe or with European musicians. But Nonesuch is so much more than that. So many great American artists on the label.
Yes.
There isn't also just one genre of music, say like a Blue Note is to jazz or a Def Jam is to hip hop. Tell us how the ethos of what makes a Nonesuch artist has evolved over the years.
There's really two eras of the label. There was the first 20 years, starting in the early 60s, as we've just said. And then it really started over again in 1984. The label was relaunched out of New York. My predecessor, mentor, Bob Hurwitz, brought to the label composers John Adams. Steve Reich. The Kronos Quartet. From there, it has continued to grow and evolve over the 40 years, really, since then. It's very hard, as you point out, to say what is a Nonesuch record. It's not a particular genre. Maybe it represents a particular kind of ambition and originality. There's a passionate audience for the music we've tried to champion. It's hard to pinpoint exactly who they are, but I think we're part of a community that we've helped to create. It's more an idea and an ambition than it is a particular style.
So let's dive into some of the great music Nonesuch has put out. I'm going to take the liberty here of starting with one of my family's favorites, Orchestra Biobob, which is an incredible Senegalese band. Let's listen.
This speaks to another side of what we do, a label based in London called World Circuit Records. I first heard music that label was releasing, speaking of African music, the great singer Oumou Sangaré from Mali. Mm. And her records were not available here. This was in the mid-90s. I reached out to Nick Gold, who ran World Circuit. We had a conversation. He told us about records he had just finished making in Cuba with Rai Cooter and a group of elderly Cuban musicians which mm-hmm. became known as the Buena Vista Social Club. Mm. But he also was releasing music from especially West Africa, Senegal and Mali, Orchestra Baobab being one of them. So we formed a partnership. We became a conduit for the music he was involved with. And that's where some of those projects came from, Baobab for one.
And some more magic, the Carolina Chocolate Drops, released by Nonesuch. They play strings, but also the jug, the washboards, bones. It's really an acoustic string band and a rebirthing of traditions of elder black musicians from North Carolina. Let's take a listen. Nonesuch brought them to a broad audience. I'd love you to tell us about how this group came to be on your label.
I saw Carolina Chocolate Drops, it must have been 15 years ago now, at a little club in New York City called Joe's Pub, down at the Public Theater.
I think I might have been there too.
Well, then you know. we saw them perform. I was there with my wife and son. I'd never seen anything quite like it. They were recapturing and shining light on the origins of some of that music, which were not well understood at that point. And I think what they did, and certainly subsequently what Rhiannon Giddens has done, because she was the lead singer, or one of the three singers in the band, instrumentalist. The band made two records together. Then they went separate ways. Rhiannon's career began, and boy, talking about the rest is history. She won a Pulitzer Prize. She won a MacArthur. She's put out an extraordinary body of work. And to this day, I think has become one of the leading voices of our culture.
My time is come to sail away. I know you love for me to stay. But I miss my friends. Oh.
Ask you know, people who are longtime Nonesuch fans, it might have come as a surprise when the label signed two blues-loving white dudes from Ohio who go on to be global rock and roll stars. Of course, I'm talking about the Black Keys. See that happening?
No, but by the time we started to work together, we saw what they were capable of. They were making original music rooted deeply again in past traditions. But no, I couldn't pretend to tell you we saw what they would become in terms of the kinds of record sales and the kind of, you know, excitement that they were able to generate around themselves. Their vitality is ongoing and very exciting.
Is there any artist that you're really excited about that you'd like to introduce us to?
Hooray for the Riff Raffs. They have made, I think, the most profound record of their career at this point, speaking to so many issues that are important to us, I think, as a culture, and also musically.
Say goodbye to America. I want to see it dissolve. I can't be your poster boy for the great American fall. Now I'm out and I'm proud. Me wanna start growling. You will live forever as this bombshell in my mind.
Obviously, we're living out so much, David. 60 years is a lot. But let's end in New York City. So many of your artists are New York City stalwarts. pianist Brad Meldow has been with the label for years. Let's go out with a tune from his latest album of Beatles covers. And as we hear him, just tell us briefly, because there's just such simple beauty in this pianist's interpretation of timeless Beatles songs. Tell us about him.
Brad Meldow is one of the great artists, I think, in jazz and in music. There could be no more well-trod idea than covering Beatles songs. And the fact that Brad has done it and made it entirely original and his own, I think, is a remarkable achievement.
David Byther, president of Nonesuch, celebrating its 60th anniversary. David, thank you so much.
A pleasure.